This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, عدد ما أحرم بالمواقيت الحجاج. Allahu Akbar, عدد ما فاضت بالحجيج فجاج. Allahu Akbar, عدد ما كبروا في المساجد والطرقات. Allahu Akbar, عدد ما رفعوا بالتلبية الأوصات. Allahu Akbar, عدد ما وقفوا بعرفات. Allahu Akbar, عدد ما التقطوا الجمرات. Allahu Akbar, كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا. وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that has allowed us to gather here in this great gathering and commemorate this great occasion of Eid al-Adha with billions of Muslims throughout the world. Every time a nation has a particular celebration or festivity, whether that celebration is one of a national stance or national perspective, or one of a cultural perspective, or one of a religious perspective, we need to understand that what is it that they are celebrating. And we ask ourselves on this great day of Eid al-Adha, what is it that we are actually commemorating? This Eid al-Adha is in a sense a celebration of the legacy of our forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam, millat abikum Ibrahim. And this celebration is one, in fact, of a graduation of the test that Ibrahim alayhi salam faced throughout his life. In a similar perspective that many of those today who are young are graduating from high school or junior high or even university, in the last few days, Ibrahim alayhi salam graduated from the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this, he sent, in a sense, his graduation party that we celebrate every single year, Eid al-Adha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding Ibrahim alayhi salam in the Quran. He says, وَإِذْ بَتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. That we tested Ibrahim alayhi salam with many tests, and he passed every single one of those tests. We all know the test that Ibrahim alayhi salam faced when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed him to leave his son and his wife in the deserts of Mecca in that scorching heat. And it was difficult for Ibrahim alayhi salam to do this because he had this son in a very old age. Alhamdulillah alladhi wahabni al-kibri Ismail wa Ishaq. For the one that has granted him whom? Ismail and Ishaq at an old age. And nonetheless, he is made such that he is having to go and leave these children, or leave this child and his wife in the scorching heat of Makkah al-Mukarramah. We also know the test of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The greater test, or the greatest test in his life, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs him to sacrifice his son. And we find the response of Ibrahim alayhi salam as he says that إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to submit and be a Muslim, one who submits, he said that I submit to the one who is the Lord of all the worlds. And we find that his son, Ismail, his response is equally as impressive. Ya abati if'al ma tu'mar. He says to his father, if'al ma tu'mar. Do what you are commanded to do. Satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. You will find me from those that are patient. We see these great tests of Ibrahim alayhi salam. When you also know that when Shaytan came to him, and we replicate this event every single year in the Hajj pilgrimage, every single year we pelt the Jamarat, as we all know, one of the rituals of the Hajj, when Shaytan comes and he tries to tempt you away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed a person to do. All of us know these examples from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. But now the question that we need to ask ourselves is that we are commemorating his life, and the Quran is replete with examples of his virtue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks successively about the fact that he is siddiqan, he is one that is truthful to his faith. But now the question you need to ask yourself is that, Even though he as great as he might be, what effect does his life have on your life? The point at the end of the day is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is not going to ask you about Ibrahim alayhi salam. He is a nation that has passed, he is a nation alone. And the nations before they have passed, تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَلَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. They are a nation that has passed. They will get what they have earned. Ibrahim alayhi salam will get what he has earned. And you will also get what you have earned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not ask you about what they did, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will ask you about what you did. And on this note, let us try to understand what are things that we can take away from the lessons of the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We all know this story. What are some of those lessons that we can take? The first point that we need to understand is we need to know within our life. Sometimes we think following Islam is difficult. We might not understand the reason, but we need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he alone is al-hakim. He is the one that is all-wise. We might not understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do something. A rational mind would think, why would you leave your son and your wife in the barren hot deserts of Makkah al-Mukarramah? A rational mind might say, why would you want to sacrifice your own son? But a person that submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to understand that if you do this, even if you don't understand the wisdom, you will come out on top. And the proof of this is the fact that every single year people commemorate the actions of Hajar alayhi salam in their walking between Safa and Marwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, people will come min kulli fajin amiq, from every far corner of the earth, they come and they replicate those actions of Hajar alayhi salam. We also know that when it comes to Ibrahim alayhi salam, he passed those tests. Wa ibtala Ibrahim rabbuhu bi kalimatin fa atammahun qala inni ja'iluka lin nasi imam. When he has done this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Ibrahim alayhi salam an imam, a leader for the entire world. Can you find a figure which is more reverent than that of Ibrahim alayhi salam in the world today? And that is what we can also ask ourselves. Also from this perspective, we learn one of the fundamental aspects of what it means to be Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Ibrahim alayhi salam, ma kana Ibrahim yahudiyan wala nasraniyan walakin kana hanifan muslima. He was one that was a Muslim. When you ask yourself, what does it mean to be Muslim? It means you are one that sacrifices and submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As an example, we all know how difficult it can be to wake up for Salatul Fajr in these long days and stay up for Salatul Isha in these long days. How willing are you to sacrifice your sleep for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We all know those that might have fasted yesterday, how long the day was. How willing are you to sacrifice your hunger for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of us are willing to sacrifice making haram money and spending on haram for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of us are willing to sacrifice our desire for the sake of doing it only in a halal relationship? How many of us are willing to sacrifice our ego for the sake of reconciliation? How many of us are willing to sacrifice negative friendships which will take us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of us are willing to sacrifice experiences in this dunya that we might otherwise have as non-Muslims for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We need to understand the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam is greater than any sacrifice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking of us. But you need to also ask yourself the question, are you a Muslim? Are you one that submits, or are you not from among the category that is contained within this definition of sacrifice? And that is what we take away from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We also know that in the day of Eid al-Adha, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. We make takbir excessively in these days. Before the Eid prayer starts, we are making takbir in Dhul Hijjah. Before the immediate start of the Eid prayer itself, we are making takbirat. When the Eid itself begins in the first rak'ah, 7 additional and 5 additional in the second. In the Eid khutbah, we have 5 in the first, or rather in the Eid khutbah, 9 in the first and 7 in the second Eid khutbah as well. It is replete with takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are we making takbir? We're making takbir of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the greatest blessing, and that is guiding us to Islam. And we're making takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to affirm the fact that Allah is greater than my sleep, Allah is greater than my hunger, Allah is greater than my ego, Allah is greater than my desire, Allah is greater than every single thing in this dunya. Allahu akbaru kabira walhamdulillahi kathira. The final point that we'll mention in today's khutbah, also from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, is that a person needs to be from those that lives up to the standards of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and also be one that passes away as a Muslim as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran that the most deserving to be from the Abrahamic tradition, because many claim to be Abrahamic, are those that follow the teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Are you going to be one that does this? Are you going to be one that follows the teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salam? وَمَنْ يَرْغَبْ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيَ نَفْسَهُ. The one that is a foolish person will turn away from the teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Think about our society that used to be Christian based in Canada. When a person turned away from the traditions of Ibrahim alayhi salam, even from this perspective, you see the results in society on account of this. And we need to be from those that uphold the tradition of Ibrahim alayhi salam. When a person does this, they will eventually be successful. إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That indeed my prayer and my sacrifice, my life and my death, is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The final point here, the very final point here, is that Ibrahim alayhi salam, he mentions to his son, when he says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also gave encouragement to his children to ensure that they themselves also do not die except as a Muslim. Rabbana, we make dua as well to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbana ja'alna muslimin lak wa min dhurriyyatina ummatan muslimatan lak. This was the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from those that submits. And not only this, when we are living here, we also make it a priority that our children also submit and become from the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ask yourself, if you are a father, ask yourself if you are a son, ask yourself, are you from those that is willing to be from the tradition of Ibrahim alayhi salam and be from those that dies as a Muslim? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those that learns from the lessons of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those that truly upholds the Abrahamic faith. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those that lives and dies Muslims, and makes us such that our children do the same as well. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروا إنه غفور رحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أرسل نبيه برسالات وأيده بالمعجزات رب الأرض رب السماوات أحمده أبلغ حمد وأكمله وزكاه وأشمله وأشهد لا إله إلا الله الواحد الغفار وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى المختار صلى الله وسلم عليه وزاده فضلا شرفا لديه. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوصيكم أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين. اللهم اغفر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم الأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم اجعل حج الحجاج حجا مبرورا. اللهم اجعل حج الحجاج حجا مبرورا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله عظيم يذكركم واشكروه على ما زدكم لذكر الله أكبر. عيد مبارك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.